In this bulletin, coronavirus fears prompt a surprise US interest rate cut. Voting is underway in the Super Tuesday elections in the United States, and Olympic organisers confident the Tokyo Games will go on as scheduled. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. With the global coronavirus death toll rising, the United States Federal Reserve has reacted to the crisis with a surprise half percentage point cut to interest rates. The Reserve says it was forced to act because the virus poses a serious and evolving risk to economic activity, with more than 90,000 cases now reported worldwide. Chairman Jerome Powell hopes the cut, which is the largest since the global financial crisis, will boost household and business confidence.
We do recognize that a rate cut will not reduce the rate of infection. It won't fix a broken supply chain. We get that. We don't think we have all the answers. But we do believe that our action will provide a meaningful boost to the economy. More specifically, it will support accommodative financial conditions and avoid a tightening of financial conditions, which can weigh on activity.
Work is being done to prepare those vulnerable to the coronavirus in remote Aboriginal communities. While there have been no known COVID-19 cases among Indigenous Australians, the federal government is concerned about a potential spread. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says national guidelines will be distributed to these communities.
Because in remote Indigenous communities, if the virus were to get to those places, obviously that there was a real vulnerability there. And so we've been reaching out to those communities to work through how preparedness can be put in place.
It comes as six more people test positive to the virus in New South Wales, bringing the total number of infections in the state to 15 since the outbreak began, with more than 40 Australia-wide. Victoria has announced a 10th virus case, with a man testing positive after coming here from Iran. More than a tonne of the drug MDMA has been seized and several people arrested in a joint police and customs operation. 176 bags of MDMA were found hidden among 650 tubs of tile adhesive in a shipping container that arrived from South Korea in January. The seizure follows an investigation by the Federal Police and their New South Wales counterparts in conjunction with the Australian Border Force. Two Canadian nationals and a 29-year-old man from Hong Kong have been arrested in Sydney. Voting is underway in the Super Tuesday US elections, with Bernie Sanders looking to cement his status as the Democrat frontrunner ahead of a resurgent Joe Biden. Contests between presidential hopefuls are taking place across 14 states from the West Coast to the East. Former Vice President Biden has emerged as a top threat to Bernie Sanders after a big win in South Carolina on the weekend. But fellow contender Elizabeth Warren believes she's the best option for the Democrats to take on the president in November.
Voters were worried about beating Donald Trump, and they have been told there are only two lanes, only two choices. And now we find ourselves barreling toward another primary along the same lanes as 2016, one for an insider, one for an outsider. Democratic voters should have more choice than that. America should have more choice than that.
To sport, and the International Olympic Committee remains confident the Tokyo Games will go ahead in July, despite Japan leaving open the prospect of delaying their start because of the coronavirus. The country says its contract with Olympic officials could allow the event to be postponed beyond its scheduled starting date, but the IOC remains fully committed to the Games beginning on the 24th of July. IOC President Thomas Bach says a task force has been established with the World Health Organization to ensure the Games' success.
Of course, we will continue this regular consultation with this joint task force to be able to address any development which may occur. I would like to encourage all the athletes to continue their preparation for the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020 with great confidence and with full steam.
Well, now a look at the weather across Australia. Mostly sunny in Perth, 33 degrees. Adelaide, a morning shower or two, 25. Humid with a few showers in Melbourne and 22. Hobart becoming cloudy, 23. Canberra, rain with possible heavy falls and 19. Wollongong, similar conditions, 22. Sydney, rain at times, 25. Newcastle, a shower or two, 27. Brisbane, much the same, 30. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.